Don't look under the internet.
Should have been like, hey, man, like,
give
you ever
him
heard
a
of a gun?
Well, no, his whole thing is boomerang. That's what he does.
Is he like genetically modified to boomerang better than someone else?
No. He can shoot you better than you can boomerang.
Exactly. I mean, that's why they gave him guns. They're like, bro,
you better than
Mike,
he can
Mike,
shoot you.
Mike, yes. Did you know that your dad called?
What'd he say?
Yeah, the boomerang.
I don't... I don't want to talk to you right now. I have nothing to talk to you about right now.
I don't like that.
And then.
You're telling me that...
A boomer fried this rice?
Yes.
A boomer ranged this rice?
A boomer rang?
Anyway, welcome everyone.
Anyhow,
to Don't Look Under the
welcome
Internet.
To Don't Look. Let's just start it without Jason.
Yeah,
yeah,
fuck him.
Fine.
Jason will be back. He's pooping or something.
Anyways.
Yeah, he's pooping or something. It doesn't matter. But welcome to Don't Look Under the Internet, an internet horror comedy show starring yours truly. We have Matt the guy over there.
Hi. Matt the guy.
100% certified male individual.
We have Doug the person.
Some would say that I am a person. That is true.
We have me, who is Mike, the handsome. I'm not saying, people have told me
some
that.
Some people would say
people
that.
Told me that. I'm not saying that about me.
I would say
but
you're
people
more
have told
cute.
Me that.
You have handsome. Some hands.
Some. Only some, though.
What are you on some. Today? What it's only. Like your second dad joke in
one.
Like 2 minutes.
Yeah.
This is what happens when...
My mom says I'm handsome, and I bet she's in the Discord right now. I can't see, but...
She is.
She is. Yeah, she said hi, everyone, and posted a hey emoji sticker.
Yeah, my mom says I'm handsome, I'm sure.
That I believe is
they
a
have
koala.
To, though, like, legally.
No, she doesn't.
I mean,
she's
she
just
does.
Nice like that. Anyway,
she
Jason will
she
be down momentarily.
She thinks you're kind of all right.
Yeah, I mean, who doesn't? Jason will be down momentarily. There he is.
Hey.
And here comes Jason.
The man of the hour.
Jason the fella. Jason
wow.
The fella.
I feel so honored.
It's cool. I'm the person.
The person?
I'm
fella?
The guy.
Oh, God.
And what? You're the fella.
I'm the fella.
And I'm the handsome.
The handsome?
Yeah.
This doesn't feel uh-huh. weighted at all. At all.
Yeah.
No.
A guy, a fella.
A handsome.
A person and a handsome.
A person and a handsome.
One handsome.
Yes.
Aw, Jernine does say you're handsome.
See?
Mike.
See? So, I'm not the only one.
Legally.
No, it's not legally binded. It's just that's how it is. I want to go ahead and pull up a big old fat stinking diluty.
Clap in front of your face.
Flaps above your head.
Yeah, I got you on that one. I didn't mm-hmm. clap above the head this time.
Can you clap above your head?
Not really. This thing doesn't let me go that long. I'm not that long. Go that far up. Sorry.
What?
It doesn't let me go that far up. It kind of
doesn't
hurts
let you go that long.
I'm wearing
he took
my
the wrong Viagra.
I'm yeah. familiar.
Reverse Viagra?
Yeah.
My God.
In today's housekeeping, we have none, which is fine.
Wow.
We don't have any new patrons or members to shout out. So come on, people. Quit being stingy. Christmas is over. Give us your money. Quit.
Yeah. Guys, what are you guys doing with
stop
it?
Stop being poor.
Advice I'm told every day.
Bro, don't be a, what is it? What,
Paris Hill.
Hold on.
Kreischer?
We've got 21 members. On fourth wall, and you're telling me none of these people are new.
I already shouted out St. Thicholas last time.
Well, apparently.
You did.
I don't
and
think...
Digital Dream.
Yes.
And Dijon Mustard.
Dijon. Also, speaking of...
The Jonathan Mustard
Jonathan
joined?
Mustard, yeah.
The Jonathan
Mustard.
Jonathan.
No, but so if you guys want to become... I'll say housekeeping. If you want to become members, Diluty.com or Patreon.com/DilutyPod, you could do that. That'd be super cool. Chuck
if we haven't shouted you
nothing.
Out, send us a mean email directed to Mike. And
yeah,
DilutyPod
@gmail.com. Title it, Hey You Fuck.
Hey You Fuck. Hey, Michael Mill.
Fucking actually guys. Title every email you send us that.
Yeah. Otherwise, we won't read it.
Yeah.
If it's not, if your email isn't in all caps, we do not read it.
Now, guys, that's the end of
fellas. Do we grow?
Ladies.
Up?
That's the end of housekeeping. Now,
and the people that don't give a fuck.
Now, guys,
hands up.
So I was
quote Limp Bizkit and expect me just to move past it. Matt.
He's not going to let me. I was at the skate park the other day.
No, okay? Stop it. Stop.
And at this skate park,
no, I will not let this go any further.
There are these people. They're ollieing very high. And for those of you that don't know what an ollie is, they're jumping on their skateboard. It's so fun.
They're ollieing very high.
They were getting so much fucking vert, dude. That's what we call it. We call it so much vert. The vertical. We call it the vert. These boys were vert.
It's like
these
like
boys
skateboard
were vert,
version
dude.
Of Shreddin' Pow.
Shreddin' Pow.
I like to say these were some boys vert. You know what I mean?
I'm
probably mispronouncing that.
Yeah, you are.
You're missing an accent.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I'm missing an accent, but I'm going to say it the American way because this is America, and that's the topic we're talking about today. We're talking about
editor,
boys vert.
Editor, please.
Oh, no.
Or figure French
it,
for like...
Figure it out.
French for like...
Bois vert, I guess.
Let me eat my fucking snails and shit while I'm at it.
Escargot.
I need my fucking snails and shit. We are not
I'm
even...
I need my fucking snails.
10 minutes into this, and we're already being racist against the French.
I mean, fuck the French,
dude. It's the French,
they
though.
They did bring it on themselves.
Yeah, everybody gets a free pass on the French. All
right. The president
so hold up. Let me just check out how many people in France have listened to the podcast.
Oh, yeah. Quick. Check out these stats. Let's see.
Too many.
Two.
It's more than Australia.
It's
no,
two
it's
and
definitely
it's
not.
Oh, really?
It's two and it's two too many.
Too real for you.
We have two listeners and it's two pairs of frog legs. That's all it is. So anyway, we're talking about something that I don't even fucking think is French. I think it just has a bunch of French usage in it. We're talking about
bois vert.
Or boys vert if you're American.
Vert. Boys vert. Yeah. Boys vert if you don't speak commie.
So if you took a trip to YouTube, fellas.
Just so everyone knows.
Go ahead.
In the past, hold on, actually, let me hit all episodes.
Oh, fuck's sake.
Keep going. I'll
so
interrupt
you
again.
If
fine.
You guys took a trip to YouTube, and on said YouTube, you typed in _ BOIVERTS.
Forgot the S.
Wow, you even fucking forget.
Oh, shit. BOIS.
Can't even spell it right.
Boivert.
Why are we listening to a man who can't spell?
To be fair, if you type in Boivert, it's a much different place that will get you in trouble.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
So if you do that thing...
Jason, you are editing this episode. Right?
100%. And I'm dying a little as we go forward.
Leave it all in. Leave it all in, Jason.
Yep. We'll see how I'm feeling.
Yeah. So if you go on YouTube and you type in that thing I said, you're going to see a couple videos by a channel called... how do you want to pronounce it again?
Bois vert.
Thank you. And... boy howdy, I think we can all agree.
No, it's bois howdy.
Bois howdy.
That was,
glad you got
that
there
was
first.
Good. That was good.
Yeah, it was a good one.
I think we can all agree this shit kind of fucking slaps.
This shit slaps.
This
it does
awesome.
Slap. It's fucking fantastic.
Like, big time love this. Good times today. Mm-hmm.
Now, are you going to be confused watching it?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Are we going to be able to explain it to you? Absolutely not.
Are we going to fuck this up? Probably.
Just expect your normal set of expectations for
at
this
least
channel.
52 yeah. people from France listened to our last 10 episodes. Ooh, because ooh. I can't okay. load all of them for some reason.
Oh.
Just well, so everyone knows.
Okay.
You're the good ones.
Yes.
52 of you are the exceptions.
You are aside from the masses. You have risen above.
Please write us
a song
in English.
Send me an email titled "A Fuck Face."
Evil face. It just make sure you get the accent on the words there.
Yeah, I need that.
Can an email have a cigarette stain on it?
We are getting further away from this at this
point.
Oh
my god!
So what?
We're not gonna like. I was just gonna say this isn't going to be the type of episode where we explain to you every single thing that happens step by step. No. Because we can't.
No.
And that would take way too long.
We kind of like to have you follow along with us on videos where we talk about what's happening and we can kind of, I guess, dissect it as we go. But this is not one of those times.
And things happen way too fast for you to be able to do that.
Yeah. Like, oh, God, yeah.
This would take us all day and then some if we tried to describe everything going on. Instead, I think we all came to the agreement of just being like, hey, we're just going to chat about this fun thing, go over some interesting points that we found, and let the viewer kind of decide and make their own opinion on these things. Because honestly, with this shit, you can dig on this topic forever and you will never find a solid answer to what anything means. Everything is subjective. Disagree. Yeah, everything's subjective. Everyone disagrees. So people are going to disagree with us. We're going to disagree with them. That's fucking fine. Yep. I don't even know what the fuck to talk about, if I'm being honest.
To be truthful, we're not trying to deep dive this for anyone.
Yeah, I will.
We want to talk about this because
it's creative as shit.
Yeah.
We want to bring it to your attention. We want to make sure, because I didn't know about this at all until Mike brought this to my attention.
You're welcome.
Yeah. We collectively, I think, have found that this is incredibly interesting to us and it's very well done. And I think I would love to share this with as many people who are interested in this type of media as possible. So that's why we're here today.
This is quite easily the most creative thing I think I've come across on YouTube.
It's a good time and it doesn't take you very long to watch it. And it's also, though, warning, if you struggle with like real bad depression, this might actually not be a fun time for you. You may appreciate it more, but especially the beginning parts of it may be a rough ride.
If you're the type of person who, when you're sad, you need to seek other sad things, then by all means, deep dive the shit out of this. But otherwise, if you're a happy person and sad things make you sad,
maybe stay away.
Yeah.
Maybe don't be sad. But
regardless,
I know that we did just rant and rave about this. It is a fantastic set of videos. And honestly, I think everybody could gain something from this. But there are a certain type of people that would probably take
too
much from this.
Nothing from this. And I'm one of them. Just wait till we get to my part.
We'll explore that later for sure.
Mike's going to be like, this happened and I don't
Mike's
fucking
too
know
happy
why.
To understand what's going on.
Straight up, I understood, like, all this just flew right over my head. I don't understand this level of depression and symbolism and metaphors, all of this. I just looked at it, I'm like, oh, that looks cool. And that's about it for me. So it's going to be entertaining as shit when it comes to my portion.
Well, I'm excited.
Well, they do say...
Okay.
Gingers don't have souls, so it's very possible.
I envy you, Mike. This brings me back to the bonus episode where we were like trying to figure out something that has, or maybe with the Podnancy episode, where we were trying to figure out something bad that's happened to you, and you were just like, I can't think of anything.
That was a Podnancy, and I'm just like, I lived a pretty blessed life, dog. Like, I could think of bad days, but I haven't anything like scarring happened to me.
I couldn't find my socks for like an hour, but like, that's it.
I lost my wallet a couple days ago, and that was pretty frightful, but honestly, that's... Anyway, where do we
start?
Should
we get into this?
Yes. Where do we start?
So, the first set of videos that are uploaded to this channel, we can actually do like a little bit of explanation on because they're kind of straightforward. It gets a lot crazier later on. But the first episode, I guess you could call it an episode, the first video that gets uploaded to this YouTube channel is called Take Care. And it's just a like white, paper-ish drawing of a little guy. It's a doodle of a man with antlers, and it's just his outline, his silhouette on a white background. And there's some piano music playing in the background, and it kind of goes through like these little life tips that you should be following. And it says things like, take care of yourself, wake up at a reasonable hour, exercise consistently.
Be professional, then, Jason. Cough away from the mic.
Jesus Christ, Jason.
I think it's... Is it also safe to say...
He forgot how to swallow.
Is it also...
Should we just wait?
No.
Probably.
No, you're fine. So the first video that gets uploaded to this channel is called Take Care. And it is a black and white drawing of the outline of a little dude who has antlers. And it kind of goes through like a day in the life type sequence. And it has like some tips that it tells you along the way that are little like life advice kind of things. And the first one is take care of yourself. And then we see the guy laying in bed, and it says, wake at a reasonable hour. And if you pay attention, there's a window in the room, and this is the first glimpse that we get that things aren't all great in this little guy's life. So there's like this black shadowy figure who's kind of peering in on the guy while he's sleeping. You get another tip that says exercise consistently, and then you get ignore the noises downstairs. Stay productive, but definitely ignore the noises downstairs. And then while the little antler guy is trying to like focus on whatever task he's doing, the video turns and it goes down this set of stairs, and the video kind of like transitions into this weird stop motion-y live action kind of thing where the figure that was standing in the window before is standing in the corner of a dark room in what is presumably the basement of this guy's house. And this shadowy figure walks up to the screen and just kind of freezes and looks at it and says, do you know what day it is? When was the last time you went outside? When did you last see your friends? And that's the whole video.
Is it good knowledge to bring up when this shit was uploaded?
See, okay, I think let's just like talk about the analysis of this as we're going through it, because we're not going to be able to step by step like that.
Yeah,
through, like all of the videos. The
I know. I just mean like so. General
so Doug,
timeline.
Doug, I know. I'm getting there. Doug and I have like both watched the film theory video about this, and you will notice that this video was uploaded during like the start of lockdown and the pandemic,
like a month in. Like literally, yeah. Actually 2 months in, but yeah.
And I think MatPat's like analysis of this spends way too much time talking about that.
Yeah.
Because like the metaphors and stuff that we're going to get into are very much obviously about the creator of this is depression. And I think the video series kind of spawned out of lockdown because he had a bunch of time, and I'm sure lockdown didn't help that any, and it made it worse. But like the film theory video seems to think that this is all like a metaphor for like the isolation and shit that this person was experiencing because of the pandemic, and I don't think that's true.
Bird Scooter. This episode is brought to you by the Big Red Button Podcast.
Do you know what you'd do in a nuclear apocalypse?
Because we sure as quack don't.
See how our choices get us into trouble and back out again in this actual play podcast.
Big Red Button is for lovers of the Fallout franchise, choose-your-own-adventures, and tabletop role-playing games rolled into one big audio drama.
Our band of stragglers is unraveling a mystery in the wasteland, and we're at the mercy of the roll of the dice.
So grab your Geiger counters, take your rat away, and subscribe to our new show, The Big Red Button.
No, I agree with that, because I was thinking about it, and like the way he talks about it, he's like, he keeps going back to that trope, and it may be because his video came out around that time as well.
Yeah.
However, 2 months into lockdown isn't going to like bring this level of depression. For those of us who have depression and anxiety and stuff like that, we've been dealing with it for a long time. It's not just like, oh no, like the world shut down. Most of us that have anxiety and depression were like, this slaps.
Well, and
this is slapping this right is perfect. Now.
And so I guess my whole thing was, I think the upload timing, I think like the isolation aspect of the first, like, I think that's a theme for the first few episodes. And I think that might have been something to do with, you know, the COVID lockdowns and everything. But after that, I don't think it has much to do with anything at all. And I also think that's just maybe a small part of it, because like you said, this was uploaded maybe a month into like lockdown being a thing. There's way more, too much shit going on this for this guy to have made this entire like even the first episode in just a month. It probably took him a bit longer to do this. So he's probably doing this way before lockdown, like getting everything ready.
The first episode, when you watch it, you'll notice that it is actually a very simplistic animation. But then I don't know. Maybe let's go through more videos. Yeah. I think we're getting a little too into it for the
animation
first video.
Style.
Well,
go ahead, man.
I think we have to do that discussion as we're going through this because, like, it's the only we can't just like cover this. Mm-hmm. But anyway,
I think it'll make more sense as we hit. Let's maybe hit a couple more videos and then start another discussion.
Yep.
So getting more into the like metaphor shit of this. The next video is called Tenet, and the metaphor of this one doesn't make any fucking sense to me at all. So,
like the
this video,
Christopher Nolan movie, makes no sense at all.
Yeah, 100%. So this video starts with a video of some hands, and it's like a person in black gloves, and they pull out an old NES cart, and it just says Tenet on it. And then he puts the cart in an NES. And then it starts up a game, and it asks what the player's name is, and the player puts in Oriel, which is O-U-R-I-E-L. And the wiki for, like, there's a Boisvert wiki where people have, like, put analysis and stuff. The wiki seems to think that this indicates that this is what the Antler Man's name is, but I don't think that's true. I don't think there's necessarily any supporting evidence that indicates that that's true, because at no point in this video does Antler Man show up again, unless Antler Man is the receptionist, which we'll get into in a second. But anyway, the video game starts, and you're playing as a security guard, and the security guard walks up to a receptionist desk, and it says, the receptionist is one of these white antler-headed people, and the tenant or the receptionist is asking the security guard to go down into the basement of what I guess is like this apartment complex and start evicting people who don't have X's on their doors. And so the security guard goes down into the basement and starts looking for doors without X's on them. And then like a creepy like monster thing crawls through the ducts above the security guard. And the security guard finally comes up to a door and opens it. And inside is just this dark shadowy figure. And that's kind of the end of the video. I don't actually know what this video has anything to do with like any of the metaphors or like running story of this series. I think it may have just been like, just because
I was trying to piece it together because, there was a lot that I was trying to piece together, but I couldn't make it make sense either. Like at first I was like, oh, it's an N64 cartridge labeled Tenet. It's about eviction. So I was like, oh, it's the cartridge is the home for the game. You're evicting something from a home. And I was like, maybe there's something there, but I couldn't fucking figure it out.
Yeah.
Couldn't piece this shit together.
This is one of the only earlier ones that I don't really understand that well.
It's cool.
And it'll make more sense later.
I won't lie.
The only thing we can gather from that really, like the last part of that is it says use Duriel's flashlight. And in Hebrew, Duriel means God is my home.
Oh.
That's the only weird biblical thing that we get from that.
Okay.
We'll get more of those through this whole thing.
So it might be.
Yeah, there's a lot of that.
If they're evicting people, maybe that's like he's evicting God from him or something. Cool. I don't fucking know.
But it's all open. Like it's an open. There are so many different interpretations of what that could possibly mean.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's intentional.
There is a super fun scene from this video, though, where the security guard just kicks a door in, and it's animated pretty fucking great. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
A lot of the animation in this, and it gets a lot better later.
Very satisfying. Yes.
The animation.
But we got to keep going. Yeah. We're never going to finish this.
Okay. Right.
So the next video is burning.mp4, and this one kind of picks up where the first one left off. It has a lot of the same sort of thing going on. So we see more of White Antlered Man, and it, like there's text that pops up on the screen that says the cycle continues, wake up, watch them. And then Antler Man's watching people outside of his window in his house, and they're like going about their day. And then it says, why are you in the basement? Do something, anything. And white antler guy is just staring at this note on, or this piece of paper on a desk, and he should be writing on it clearly, and he's getting really mad that he either can't or won't write on this piece of paper. And then he just like starts slamming his head onto the fucking desk. And the caption says, "You fucking coward." And I don't know, like, some people seem to think that this is him not being able to be productive. Like, he's trying very hard to be productive. This could also be a suicide note that he's like having a hard time writing because he's like not able to pull the trigger. And that's why it says, "You fucking coward." I'm not sure which one of those it is. But then the dark shadowy figure from before, which people seem to think's name is Room. I think everyone agrees that this thing's name is Room.
Yep.
So we'll call it that. So Room starts talking. And it says, "You still hide. You are decaying as you breathe. You're still in the basement, wreathed in flames." So basically what's going on here is this is a metaphor of, I think, of the Antler Man, who I think is a representation of the creator's true self. Like, Waver, the creator, thinks like that
light and dark, like it's the dichotomy between like the pure like white being versus the pure black, like the pure dark being. Like it's the dichotomy.
It's the classic good versus evil.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's good versus evil though, because I think because there's a lot of other characters that come into play here. So if it was just good versus evil, there are other good characters with different good aspects to them that show up later.
You're not wrong.
That is true.
Antler Man is just like a true blank self with no like afflictions or anything. This is like his true self as if he wasn't afflicted by anything. The way that he sees himself that he wishes that he just was all the time.
Yeah. I have so much to say about that.
We can't until my video. We'll discuss like what we think at the end of all of this, because I'm sure we all reach different conclusions.
I say that to say because I think this is him, like his true self being trapped in this cycle of depression and like trying really hard to get out of it. And the more he tries to get out of it, the more he burns himself out, which makes himself more depressed. And then the people, like he's also talking about watching people go about their lives and not being able to join in. And it's because he's just like dug himself so far into this cycle of depression and isolation that he can't get himself to do anything. He can't get himself to talk to anybody. And so it's like just become just him and this like creature that he sees as his depression, like fighting each other in this vicious cycle every day. So the next video is called Continue, and it's a shot of a new character that people refer to as the puppet god. Yep. And it's this thing with like this white circular face, and then it's got these antlers sticking out of its head, and it's in front of a video game screen that says it's over, quit or continue. And then we're introduced to a new character as well called Dogtooth.
Oh, yes.
And
this thing
kind of it's called that because it kind of looks like a dog, because it has like these dog ears that stick out of its head, but it's also got very sharp teeth. Dogtooth clicks on continue, and then there's like this whole fucking dance like breakdown scene where the puppet god is like freaking out on the screen, and there's a bunch of text that is scrolling up and down or side to side on the top and the bottom of the screen. I don't know if we want to read this. It's pretty long.
It is long. Does it matter? Like, does it matter to the overall narrative of all this, or is it?
No, I don't think so. Okay. I'll just read some excerpts from it. It says, "It becomes more apparent to me that I have always deluded myself, passing off brazen cowardice as a fact of reality, and I am not sure if I can honestly say that I possess animosity towards myself. Maybe I do." The last sentence is, "You will be buried 6 feet under, 6 feet under, where you will have no hope of crawling your way anywhere between me and my beautiful life."
Jesus.
So after this whole fucking thing, and you can go read it on the video or in the comments of the video, which is where I copied and pasted this from.
100%.
The Dogtooth thing grabs a knife out of its face, which is where you find out that the teeth inside of Dogtooth's face are actually knives, and stabs the puppet god. And this is what I think is a representation of the puppet god being like, I think the puppet god represents all of the external and internal forces that are fighting against the main character. And I think it has like this godly aspect to it because he feels like he's almost being tortured by God. Like he's been like either God has afflicted him with whatever this thing is that he's dealing with, or God has put him in a bad situation. And the Dogtooth character is his internal will to fight. Like it is the version of him that is willing to try to fight his way out of his cycle of depression and like fight these things that are afflicting him, fight the challenges in his life, and like actually give a shit.
I will say so, real quick before you go further, you mentioned the puppet god, Dogtooth. The community knows them by other names as well, and it's simply because they appear in front of a background with a word on it. So if you're looking this up and you want to know more about it and you see any characters named either Quit or Continue, that's in reference. So Quit is Quit. They are referencing the puppet god, and Continue, they are referencing Dogtooth.
Yeah.
Just as a clarifying statement there.
I think that adds to what Matt was saying, because that the continue is the will to keep going.
Right.
In the film theory video, he calls them pessimism and optimism, which I don't think is an accurate representation of what these things are. Yeah. But anyway, so moving on, the next video is called I Met a Beautiful Angel. This is where shit kind of starts to get weird, and I'm not going to break down everything that happens because this is where things get like visually complicated and too hard to follow frame by frame. So it starts with a video of the same black hand, like gloved hands that we saw in the Tenet video. And there's a piece of paper that comes out from behind the hands. And basically, most of what the rest of this video is a series of references to Bible verses. And those Bible verses are Corinthians 13:11. When I was a child, I talked like a child. I thought like a child. I reasoned like a child. When I became a man, I put the ways of childhood behind me. And after that one, we see puppet god and then a smaller version of puppet god kind of like dancing around with each other. And the puppet god says, a chasm appears upon the face of my watch, my past decapitated. I search blindly for what I will not find. Proverbs 20:11 is the next reference. By his very actions, a child reveals whether his conduct is innocent and upright. Romans 3:23, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. And then the most important thing that happens in this video is an angel shows up.
Yes.
And this angel takes the form of like a freaky fucking centipede with a very detailed human mouth.
Yep.
And it is very creepy.
It is horrendous looking.
It's pretty great.
And it says, blinded by your own hand, as surely as you have held the burning wire, 1,000 decisions made in time of a desaturated existence. Look up from your watch and tell me when you will grant forgiveness to the thing, to the one most lacking. And then this question is answered with when it is deserved. And so basically the themes of this video are just, I think the main character here is having a very difficult time dealing with some of the things that maybe they've done in their past, and they're finding it even more difficult to move on from like this cycle of depression because there are a lot of things that they just can't get over. And the when it is deserved part is like the angel asking him when he's going to like let himself like forgive himself. And he says, just whenever I feel like I deserve it, basically. That is mostly it for that video. We do see more of what the wiki for this calls other angels, and I don't think that's right. I think it's the same angel in different forms. I think the angel just in general is like a singular representation of the people who help the main character like in their life, like the people who show up in this person's life and like give them support and provide like give them advice and things like that.
I could see that for sure.
And then the last their video that I had is called The Complex. And this one is even more abstract.
Yep.
It is basically a drawing of what looks like someone dressed in a ghost costume, like a bedsheet ghost costume. Following that, there's some security camera footage of that thing
just hanging out
in like a ghost costume, walking on crutches.
Yep.
Like into an empty parking lot or something, and then it just kind of like lays down and just chills on the ground. And then there's some text underneath the video of like the drawing part, and it says, "It's quiet. They are all far away, so it is quiet. Don't breathe. You'll ruin it." The quilt god rages and destroys the rope which held him aloft. And then we won't talk to them anymore, and so it is quiet. And so I think this is... I think the complex is him, or the main character, like, basically just dissociating, and, like, they've just stopped acknowledging the things that are going on in their head, and they've just completely shut down and, like, have fallen into this state of, like, unhealthy... comfort, basically just like completely ambivalent to what's happening to them, the world around them. They've just like become numb.
They've made a bubble, like a protective bubble where they just shut everything out, and now this is where they can feel safe.
Right. Yep. Yeah. And it's not even healthy. They're not addressing any of the issues. They're not taking back control of their life. They've just like completely gone numb. They're not even feeling anything, and they're just like, they're okay because at least... it's quiet.
Yeah.
I can hear your every
I was like, Jesus.
I know, I'm so sorry.
I was like, what is that?
I had to write a couple notes because listening to you guys talk about things is
helping me some of mine.
Kind of formulate some things that I was talking about.
So that's the first seven videos, and I think that's actually like a good way to divide that up, because I think these first seven videos are the most analyzable in the sense of... like trying to figure out what the metaphors are. It sets the stage of who all the different characters are. And then at this point, I don't envy you guys because it gets way more abstract.
Yeah.
Way more abstract.
I won't lie. You're very smart, Moot. You're a very smart fella.
Yeah. I just got the easy metaphors, I think.
He's being and humble too.
Yeah. Smart and humble. It's what I like to see in a man.
Hungble.
Hungble.
Hungble. Is that an Urban Dictionary term? Because it fucking should be. Hungble. Like humble about your gigantic penis.
I love that. I feel like we need to start contributing to Urban Dictionary if we haven't. I know we've already done.
We did the one.
I'm not getting anything for Hungble. Well, that's a new one.
What does it?
We got to submit that one.
Submit. What was Wabistus?
Was the other one we added.
How do you fucking spell
it? It's websites wrong though.
Yes, it is. It is websites wrong. Anyways,
So after the first seven, we actually get a YouTube short that kind of breaks up some of the videos. It's a quick like 30-second video, and it's just called deepwebheatwave.files.vid.xtk.
Slides off the tongue.
I know.
It's actually longer than that, and I really tried to figure out what the whole thing was, but I cannot see the whole thing.
Nope, not doing it. If you know that part of it, you know you're at the right place. This one, it's literally a short, it's like 34 seconds long or something like that. And it's just almost like a screen cap of what I assume in this animated world is what websites look like, because it's like this red backgrounds and they're like scrolling through it. It looks like there's spaces for
it's
ads.
It's called like Vermintube.
It's something
like that, right?
It's like www.heatwave.
No, I know, but like when he's scrolling through it, it says like Vermintube or something like that, I remember.
Which I'm almost positive is a nod to YouTube, but.
Right.
The vermin version of that. Yeah, there's a bunch of things basically denoting that this is a website that is being looked through. And they're scrolling. You can't really read any of the text, but at the very bottom, there's a QR code, which leads to a black and white image of what looks like somebody like... almost just... yeah, that's what it is. That's what it leads to. It's almost like it's somebody next to a window, and they're like leaning back almost in, I want to say, in like defeat, frustration, exhaustion, like something like that. But that's all we get for that.
And so right after the complex video that Matt was talking about in the playlist that you might find on this channel, we get a video called Entirely Beloved. And this is, so we go right back to Antler Man, and it opens up with just like a bunch of spastic ass movements. So the one thing I do want to comment on before we go further is the animation. This was made in MS Paint, right?
I mean, like, it looks like it.
It legit does. Like,
well, this is the first video that I almost feel like goes back to video one.
Yes. And so from here on out, you're going to see very, very similar animation styles. And it starts off with a very simplistic, it's almost like a found footage style movie.
It's like a house walkthrough.
Yeah, more or less. It's like they're walking through a house, there's some stairs, and again, it's all done in MS Paint, and it's almost like a found footage style. It's really cool. And so there's a bunch of spastic movements, and in the background, as we assume Antler Man is walking around this home, we hear him talking, and it says, "I have seen it, I have heard of it, to draw near without reprisal. Bridge the chasm, I have sought you out, but to no avail, I am immobilized. And when you draw near, detaching yourself from those with everything, you will see in my eyes fear." But when it says fear, it says puer, or pure, or however it's the French word for fear.
Yeah,
exactly. And that's the very end of this video. I will say the essence to be captured here, it was definitely, there was a fear of the unknown happening here, because as the character starts progressing through home, it starts to get darker and darker and darker as they descend down the stairs, and it starts to get less obvious, less, it's more vague, whereas more unknown, I guess. And as you're kind of going through, it speeds up almost like your heart rate is rising. And I don't know, the nod to fear at the end, it almost like lets you know what you're supposed to be feeling as you're watching this video, and does a really good job of kind of emulating that. But that's the end of, go ahead.
I skipped a video because it was very short and I missed it in my outline.
Oh, the meme video.
Yeah. The video I skipped was "They Don't Know," which is literally just that meme that where like the person is standing in the corner at a party and they're like, "They don't know I have this like super autistic interest," but instead of the person standing in the corner, it's Room, like the dark shadowy figure. Yeah. And it literally just says "They don't know," and then he starts like having a fucking meltdown.
Yeah, he's just,
and then like
screaming.
dancing to like this fire ass beat though, like sick move.
Dude,
the music in this whole series,
this is right back to fucking KFC Murder Chicks Errata's shit, like the soundtrack.
Episode 2, y'all.
Yeah.
100. Murder Chick. Fucking check it murder. Out if you haven't.
Yeah, this reminded me of that for sure. But yeah, that's the entirety of the Entirely Beloved. After this, we go on to another video called Consequences. And this one, so this is where we kind of get a glimpse of something that we should know as the complex. And so far we've heard of... And again, these are characters. You have to remember that. They are locations, but they are also characters. So like home is its own entity. The complex, it's its own entity with its own set of rules, its own set of laws. And this is one of the first times that we actually get a glimpse of the inside of the complex. So it starts off, we see these, I mean, it's hard to follow what exactly is happening in this video because of how much is happening with the walls. You can tell that there's like a texture overlaid on the walls that is just chaos. You can't tell what is where is where, when is where. But we do see the Antler Man, and he's not... So in what Matt was talking about, when we were talking about Antler Man, at the start of all of this, he was shaded white. As we've kind of progressed, he's gone a little bit back and forth between black and white, and you can see those changes happen in these videos. And the change is, I think they denote the change as the difference between like the Antler character versus Room. I think that's the difference. But again, it's
like a blending between them, right? It's representative of a state between his neutral self and the depressed, completely
denoted between dark, like black versus white shades. And it's all very symbolic. So as you're following along with this, as you see the same character change colors, I guess, is you can kind of tell what they're embodying as you go forward. So in this one, he's shaded completely black. And I can't really blame him for that because like this whole place seems just chaotic. It seems fucked. And especially if you have any amount of anxiety, this place would seem like a fucking nightmare to you. So we see it almost kind of reminds me of like if you were to play Doom, where you got heads up display and everything, you get the reticle and like it just reminds
me. Or like that Windows screensaver where it's like going through the brick hallways.
Oh yes, like the maze and like 100%.
Forgot about that.
But that's what this reminds me of, for sure. So we see the complex, and then we see room, and it changes to another screen that says video feed offline, and we get a QR code. And that actually leads us to another video, a hidden video on YouTube. And this one, it's a lot of narration, and a lot of these, you're going to find a lot of narration from our main character, Antler Boy, or like whatever we want to call him.
Oh, Antler Boy.
If you're looking at
like Antler Boy,
he is the Boyvert.
Yeah, he is Boyvert. But
Boyvert.
If you are looking at the wiki and you're looking at the names, I think his name is Oriel.
Oriel, okay.
But we established that we don't really think
we
that
don't know.
Character. Well, Boot doesn't think this character.
I don't think it is either.
The reason people postulated that his name was Oriel was because that's the name that they put in when they start playing the NES game.
Oh, but
I don't know that there's really any evidence that Oriel or the Antler Man, the boy Vert Boy, is the person playing video game.
Yeah.
Maybe they are. I don't know.
It's entirely up to you.
Exactly. So we get this QR code that leads us to a new video, and we get some narration, and this is what the narration says. It says,
Poo-poo, pee-pee,
shitty fartballs. it says, love is not a guarantee within anyone's life. Anyone unfortunate enough could go through life without ever feeling love. It would be an entirely alien concept to them. As we grow closer to the surface, the words become harder to say. Soon, I will be silent. It will be better that way. And then we hear some more narration that says the clawing isolation that embedded itself beneath the hearth. So this is that whole narration was from the QR code video that we get. Now, let's jump back to the video.
Can I just say real quick that whole love part that he's talking about? That was fucking like way too deep. It went way deeper than it needed to be, and it was kind of fucked up.
The messages in this whole, do we call it a series, whatever this is, the messages behind all this, like
I didn't like that. need to do that to me.
The love one really drives home to me that this is not something that he is just dealing with because of lockdown.
Right.
And that's also why I don't agree with the Film Theory Video's assessment that this is so much of this is about lockdown and it's even addressed in that same video that like this must be something that has been going on throughout this person's entire life. But like that entire video is about how basically they've just like shut themselves off to love because they just like can't bring themselves to feel anything because they lose control of their emotions.
Yep.
And so they've just like blocked themselves out and they aren't receptive to people and they have a hard time connecting
they've
to people.
Created a safe space for themselves that's where they want to stay.
The complex, if you will.
100%.
There is a reason why MatPat is retiring, so.
And it was his analysis on this video.
This video, yeah. This is the reason.
100%. So jumping back to the
from one Matt to another, you're wrong.
Do you guys have like a convention every year where Matt like you Con. All get together?
Yeah, it's like that meeting of the Joshes where everybody was
the Josh battle.
Yeah,
forgot about that. So after this QR code video, let's jump back to the consequence video. So Room is actually talking in this one as well, and it is a little hard to understand him at several different points throughout this whole series. Luckily, in the comments, if you look, you can find some dedicated people who have translated or basically added captions for what they are saying. So here's what they say. The clawing isolation that embedded itself beneath my hearth, I can repudiate it no longer. This is my home. It is empty. It is cold. And that is the end of the consequences video. I will say most of the videos that I'm going to be talking about are all very fucking, like, they're very sad. They're very, like, they just instill a, like, the sense of hopelessness, the sense of, like, you don't fucking matter. And I know that's by design. So it did a very good job of that. But speaking of feeling uncomfortable, let's talk about our next video called Prelude, parentheses, Angel's Warning.
Can we pause real quick?
Yeah.
We're
back. Anyway, Jason, you were saying before Doug had to pee his pants.
He did have to pee his pants.
I did a pee-pee.
So that was the entirety of the video, consequences. The next one we get, we're going to go right back to a very familiar character that Matt had talked about. It's called Prelude, Angel's Warning. And this one,
it's just a Honda Prelude.
It's just a picture of a Honda Prelude for 4 seconds, and that's it. No, we get a weird centipede made of human fingers just crawling all over the screen.
That would be the angel.
Yep, that's the angel. And eventually,
good job, Mike.
It gets real close.
Thank you.
You're so smart.
This was my topic.
And humble.
I'm humble.
You are humble. So this weird centipede gets closer to the camera, and eventually it gets super close, and we see the hands pry apart and reveals its hidden human mouths that then speak to us. It says, and it was said unto them that this was the price to be paid, a complex unending, but arid beyond all measure. In despair, they wept, not in sorrow, but bitterness, the avarice of their blind promise. And then one other thing. So some of the descriptions in these videos are going to have some pertinent information, albeit maybe ancillary. But in the description of this one, there's a bunch of Morse code. And it says, when does home become a complex? When does a complex become a home? And that's really all we get from this one. We get visited by the angel again. After this, we go to a video called Zoning Ordinance. And this one, we see somebody walking, and we see Antler Boy, which that's just what I'm going to be calling our protagonist.
Prostagonist, because he's in there.
So from here, we see this is going to be reminiscent of, what was the name of Matt's video? The complex, I think, with the ghost. It was like the
complex.
Okay, so the video of the complex, we're going to see a higher definition version of the figure you're going to see in that video.
Complex remastered.
Complex remastered.
The complex.
The complex. And so we see this white figure, this creepy white ghost figure. And again, I kind of referred to this one as Quit, because the first time we see him against a background that just says Quit from the video game. We see a man's hand who's being like led somewhere. And then we see this white creepy ghost that I've named Quit, attacking this man. What was the other name that you called him, Matt?
The puppet god. I don't actually know where that name comes from, to be perfectly honest. It's just what he's called in the wiki,
right?
Which I don't know.
It doesn't matter what you call him, as long as you know who we're talking about.
I guess. Quit better.
Yeah,
I think.
Okay.
Because like I said, I think that it is just like, it is a representation of all of the things working against the protagonist. Like, it is the big baddie.
You're not wrong. That's a good way of thinking about it. So I'm just going to continue calling this, wow, what a way to say this. I'm going to continue to call this character Quit, and the other character Continue, I guess. Actually, no, I like the Quill God for Continue. That was there's so many fucking names for these things.
Stick to one name.
Okay, Dogtooth.
James Johnson.
Yeah, this is going to be unlistenable if we don't 100%. Decide on a name.
So let's do Dogtooth.
Just stick to the wiki names, because we can just...
So is that Dogtooth and the Puppet God?
Yes.
That's what I'm sticking with?
Yes.
Okay, so I will try to remember that. So, we see this creepy ghost that we name the puppet
the
god.
The complex. No, okay. Yeah.
Fucking
right.
The so complex.
Yes, I'm trying to make sense of this as best I can. So we see the... I almost said the complex.
The colonel.
We see the puppet god.
It begins
attacking Dogtooth, which is somebody that we saw in one of the previous videos. All the quills up the head. So the puppet god is attacking...
It's actually the complex.
The complex
is attacking Dogtooth.
I can't do this.
I'm not even kidding. It is the complex.
I know.
We may have to put in the description of this episode like all of the names we've called a particular character, so that there's like a reference key.
I know. We need like a key for this. It's the white ghost character with the hands that are sticking out of his ass.
This is the
most complex.
That's complex.
This is the most you fucking figured out
seriously
thing that's ever happened.
100%.
100%.
So I get the confusion because the puppet god is the black version of the complex, which is the white version.
Gotcha. Okay.
They look kind of similar.
Okay.
But one's white and one's black.
So we'll call we'll call this the complex. Either way, there is a ghost figure. All you really need to know, we don't need to pin names to it. The feelings that you are going to feel while watching this and the emotions you're going to go through are going to be the same no matter what. So this white ghost thing is essentially attacking Dogtooth, as we've dubbed them. And there's this big battle happening. And at one point, Dogtooth gets hit so bad that he goes like down. And you see him like rip his own heart out and like pump it a bunch to restart it.
Can someone put in a Fall Out Boy? Thank you.
In a leer. So after he restarts his heart, they go at it again. He pulls out one of his teeth, which we now know are knives.
It's not a knife.
That's not a knife.
It's a spoon.
Pulls his tooth out and starts fighting this white ghost character, the complex. Yeah,
this is the complex.
The complex.
Yeah, I had to go back and look at which video you were talking about, but yeah, this is the complex.
This is the complex, yes. Okay. Starts fighting the complex with one of his teeth and eventually ends up killing the complex and sends like the body, or no, I'm sorry. Yes, kills complex, sends the body down to Antler Boy, Triangle Man, whatever you want to say it, or
house
or room.
Room,
as we're
you.
Saying it. Yeah. Sends the body down, and as Room is kind of like studying it and looking at it, we see a knife fall down the shaft and stick directly in his head. When that happens, the animation kind of stops and there's no noises anymore, and we get a cutscene almost to Room speaking to Angel.
Angel has a new form this time, which is also great.
It's anime Angel.
It's anime Angel for sure.
Anime Angel, yeah.
I will say we do get the sign language for Angel that happens right before this.
Yep.
Sign language.
There's so much sign language coming up.
Oh, yeah. There's so much coming up. So we get this Angel, which... is the same thing as the centipede human fingers thing, but this is more like a ethereal version of it, I think.
It's more humanoid version.
Yeah. So they have a discussion, and Angel says, can you picture yourself in an empty room with yourself at the center? And Room goes, I don't know. Repeats it again, goes, I don't know. Says, complex is an aberration. Do you know what you must do? I don't know. And then... Room reaches out and pulls off the angel's face and then puts it on itself.
He's like, hell yeah.
When that happens, he turns white and he almost like wakes up and he gets like this newfound like motivation. And he jumps out of the pit and with this newfound power that...
He goes fucking Super Saiyan.
He goes absolutely Super Saiyan, 100%. So this newfound power... That Dogtooth has actually sent him. He jumps out of the pit and he kills. I think he kills Complex, or at least at the very least,
like grabs Complex's neck and he
badly wounds him. I think
you see him grab his neck and then it kind of just absorbs into him.
Right, and that's the end of the video. So it's, this one's action packed. Like, this one was one of my favorites to watch, and like the animation style was great. It was a little chaotic, but like I loved every second of it.
You probably couldn't tell from us describing it, but Zoning Ordinance is one of the turning key points in this series.
Oh god, yes. Yeah, this is like this is the pivotal moment where Room slash Antler Boy, like,
well, no, Antler Man is Boisvert, technically.
Technically, yes.
But Mom, get me out of here.
Room
is the black triangle Dorito.
Yeah, okay, yes. Yes, yes, yes.
Mom, if you're listening,
all of these things are inner, like,
they're all intertwined
personalities.
They're
like, they are all some form of
Boisvert.
The Boisvert.
The Verty Boy.
Of Vert Boy.
Boisvert.
I think what's happening in this video is like, if in this, my analysis of this may be wrong, but I think basically what's happening is like, because Dogtooth is the version of the protagonist that wants to fight, that wants to be better and like take control of things and like fight back against his afflictions. It is, I think it's Dogtooth. Dogtooth is killing the complex, which is basically like saying, I don't want to be stuck in this state of just like complete emotional disconnection and numbness anymore.
Right.
I want to break out of this and like actually feel something again. And so like he kills the complex, which means that he's like breaking out and like facing the fact that shutting himself off to the world and everything isn't healthy and it's not getting him anywhere. But as soon as he does that, Room shows up again because he's allowed himself to feel again. Immediately, his depression has just latched back onto him and is like trying to drag him back under.
So this is
And so the angel shows up, and the angel is like maybe some person who's like trying to talk him out of his dark place.
Yep.
And so, and they're like asking him, they're asking him like if he can like try to get better. And he says, I don't know. And so he's like, he's trying to figure out now that he's broken out of his cycle and his comfort zone, what to do. And he's too depressed to be able to figure it out. So what he does instead of like actually figuring it out and like trying to like form his own life, because he doesn't know how to do that, he just latches on to this angel person's personality and adopts it as his own because he doesn't know what to do. So he just starts following their actions. And it clearly doesn't work correctly.
No, it doesn't.
As you can see at the end of the video, it falls apart pretty quickly.
Oh, very, very quickly. But he does get that confidence, that like motivation he needs. And that's like the, I think, important.
That is why I do and I don't agree with the way that MatPat's analysis explains this one. So if you look at the like definition of zoning order, it says a set of written regulations that define how property may be used in a specific geographic zone. And if we take that into the context of the video, you're looking at one person basically having a battle within itself for who controls
how much
area
of
like what is allowed to exist.
And like,
is this so gerrymandering? Is this what's happening here?
It's kind of wild how well thought out the names of the videos are. Yeah. The way like the things you're seeing in the videos, even though it could be sporadic and kind of all over the place, like,
chaotic.
There's a lot to take in from very little information.
100%. And that,
which is kind of cool.
I think we're definitely going to talk about that once we get to the end of all this, because that's kind of a huge trope here.
Yeah.
But that is the end of the zoning ordinance video. From here, I've got two left. That's it. That one was kind of like a pivotal moment in this series. So after this, we get a video called ashes.mp4. The first thing we see is the word ashes very quickly in sign language. And we see the white version of Antler Man. Essentially, like, he's pacing. It looks like he's like, okay, I'm okay. I'm keeping it together. And as it goes forward, we see him get more and more erratic and like more like just not okay things happen, where like you can tell he's struggling with something. There's something in his head that is just, it's causing him to stress out, to freak out. And so he's keeping it together, but every once in a while he gets like a twinge of like a freak out. And we get a shot of a creature like in the woods, and it wakes up and it starts moving. And it starts moving faster and quicker, almost like it's heading towards a destination. And as this is happening, we get cuts back to Antler Boy And he's getting more and more erratic. He's freaking out.
He's pulling a Pepe Silvia.
He is pulling a Pepe Silvia, 100%. But there's definitely a correlation between like the speed at which this creature is moving and Antler Boy's like freakouts. And so to me, this spoke to me that this creature is almost a representative of Antler Boy's like anxiety and like
frustration,
his mental state. And as he's trying to like,
it's creeping up on him.
He's trying to remain and he's trying to keep this monster like sleeping, but it woke up and now he can't really stop its approach. And so it's kind of symbolizing as it gets closer to him, it's moving faster, almost like it's honing in on him. And so as he moves faster and faster, the Antler Man gets a little bit more erratic, and then we see a rope in his hands. And then we get
just a rope.
It is not just a rope. It is tied in a certain way that would make you very, very, very evident as to what his intentions are with said rope. It's tied in a noose. This is trigger warning. This is kind of where a lot of different just depressive, sad emotions might come into play, and the videos are going to make you feel that for fucking sure.
Hey, it gets worse.
Yeah, it gets way worse.
There's one that literally has a link to the suicide hotline underneath it.
So. Yep. Yeah.
Yay! I have that.
So trigger warning. Going forward, we're going to be touching on some tropes, some topics that have to deal with self harm, suicide, just overall bad feelings. As we go through this, so. Let's get into it. After we see this rope, we get another QR code. And in this QR code video, it again leads us to another unlisted video. In the description, we get Morse code that translates to, "I am sorry that it keeps happening in this way, but it is easier like this, and we pray that it will eventually be for someone." And then we get a video from this QR code that... It shows someone coughing up like a bunch of blood, and then there's some music that starts playing. This one made me want to feel like almost like hopelessness and sadness, kind of like just a sense of just you can't do anything, like powerlessness almost, and just hopelessness.
It's like the panic that sets in as he realizes that this thing is like taking over his life
and he can't do anything about it, and that's right. Kind of what this whole video emulated. And so that's the so from Ash's MP4, those are the two videos that we get from that. Lastly in my set, we get a video called Narrowing, and this time we get the complex, or the like that white ghost monster that we saw.
It's home.
It's the white one though. Oh my god, you're right. I'm skipping a whole section. I'm so sorry. You do see home first, and he's like, he's surrounded by like these serrated black chains or room. Sorry,
what did I say?
You said home.
Home.
It is room. It is room.
I'm having room, a stroke.
Well, we all are having stroke.
Seriously,
dude, the character names, like, it's so hard to keep track of.
I'm like, I know things, and then I say that, and
so we see nothing. Room.
I think something that maybe should also be noted, in going back to the mask thing, is room in this video also, and maybe you were going to say this.
Yep.
I'm sorry if I just hijacked it, but like, he has this white face.
Yeah.
And he doesn't always have that.
Correct.
And there's a couple places where that's shown up. One where he takes the mask off of the angel.
Yep.
And in this video, and it's like, it's cracking in this video.
Yeah.
And then the other one that you see it that is in the video that I neglected to go over was in the video where
the meme video.
Where he's at the party. Yeah. Where he's at the party. Room has that mask on, and it's very clearly like a furthering of the idea of like, this is just a mask that he wears to like appear okay.
You right? know why
it's
that
like
is,
a false
though?
Self.
Because that video, if you look at the upload dates, that video is actually way further up in the order.
Yeah.
Like, it's not actually a part of your section, technically.
It is not, but, like, but...
Yeah. I don't know why it's there, but it's there for some reason.
It's there on purpose, for sure.
Yeah.
And I think that has something to do with just, like, the loose plot that exists around this. I think that has something to do with the continuity of it, but I could be wrong. Again, this is all subjective.
Yeah.
So again, we get room who has the angel's face mask like on his face, and there's all these like black serrated chains almost like circling and spiraling around him. And we go back and we see the white ghost. However, it's like something's different. Like it's almost got like a sewn up leather face.
Kind of look like a T-Rex.
It's the Tim Burton or Tool video version of the complex.
Or it looks like the Tim Burton version of the Demogorgon from fucking Stranger Things. 100%. So it shows up on screen and it's the video game style, almost like what we saw earlier. And it looks like it's struggling, almost like it's super weakened. And the last time we saw this character, we know why it's weakened. It's because Dogtooth just fucked its shit up. And so it's super weak and it keeps talking to Antlerman and asking questions, and you get different sets of selections. For the majority of them, they hit the three dots that just denotes continue to listen. And after they go through these, we get a bunch of sign language, and this is what it interprets to as we see it. So the first set we get, interprets to the question they asked him remains unanswered. And the second set we see says, he has moved past me, not beyond me. After this, we get some more, I guess, monologue that says, the question they asked him remains unanswered. He has moved past me, not beyond me. Almost like a reiteration of what this is. I do like the thought of that, like, a lot of these videos are almost...
The fuck was that?
What was that?
That was my bad.
No worries. I like how some of these, like, the important information, just like this, it's almost like they double up. They do it in... Like you can hear it, but they also do the sign language for it. And so they really reiterate some of the points they want you to pay attention to. But with that is the end of the narrowing video. And from here, I guess I'm done. Mike, what do you got for us? A little whiskey. Oh, buddy.
I will also note that because somebody's probably going to complain about this. Oriel is probably actually pronounced Uriel.
Oh, you're not wrong.
It means God or Yahweh is my light.
Yeah,
I wasn't sure if that's what they were trying to go for. That I don't know the specifics on that, so
boy howdy, don't interrupt me. Boy howdy, that thing that you said was, oh my God,
have you ever heard those things before?
I've felt things that I've never...
They have only felt once in my life.
Only once.
Was that a shit?
Was that a fucking shit?
Those things were pretty good to do.
Honestly, but right? If we're being honest, though, like, there's a lot to unpack with this.
There really is. And that's why we are here and talking to you now.
Then that's why we're going to pick this back up in our next episode, because there's just so way too much shit here.
Yeah.
So I figured... It would be great if you guys went to DiluttiPod.com or Diluti.com.
Just Google Diluti.
Look all that shit up. And I know you're probably like, oh, you guys, you're going to the best part. Oh, you're getting to the best part. I'm going to stomp some grapes. you're getting to the best part. Like, yeah, that it's coming up on the next episode. So just hang tight.
Just fucking hang on.
But the more we went on, the more we were like, we cannot.
There's more of this.
We got a Diluti Ball Z.
This
is gonna
be like, this will be like a 3-hour fucking episode.
We do have
but
to Diluti Ball Z.
But goddamn, it's so.
I hope the next
intriguing
episode just starts with one of us just going,
ha! I'll scream if need be.
Perfect. And then it ends, and it's like next.
Next.
It's
time.
A 3-parter. Yeah. But yeah, so pick us up next week. It's Diluti.com, DilutiPod.com. You can find our links to everything. All of our socials, everything on our website. You can go to patreon.com/DilutiPod. If we got new patrons and you didn't hear your name get a shout out on this one, I'm sorry. I probably forgot. I'll get you back next time. I promise. As you could tell, I'm kind of bad at that. But you can find us on all our socials at either Don't Look Under the Internet or DilutiPod. You can send us a voicemail or a text message. If you send us a voicemail, we'll play it at the end of the show.
Oh, yeah.
If you send us a text, we'll respond to it. You can use our Google phone number at 630-909-9366. You can send us an email at dulitypod@gmail.com, and we will read it. That's fun to do. We'll read it occasionally.
We might, yeah.
I'll read it between cases at work.
And between all the spam mail, it's just like, I have your money. Send me social, and I give you money back.
What did we tell people to title all the emails? Hey, fuckheads.
Hey, fuck you.
Hey,
oh, fuck you.
Hey, fuckface. Hey,
fucker. Hey, fucker.
Just insult the shit out of us. It'll get to us.
Capital insult.
Yeah.
But capitalized insults.
These boys don't got a vert. These boys got a skirt up on out of this episode.
Yeah. Skirt,
so
skirt.
I'm going to go ahead and say, I love you. I love you, Dad.
Join us next week, guys. Please, please, please. We have the rest of this wrapping it up. Hopefully, maybe it makes more sense. I really doubt it, though.
It might.
It won't.
Tradition with content.
Do you boys got anything to say to the people?
I'm going to tell you things that don't make sense next week, and you're going to listen, and that's it. That you just obey.
We're going to vert some
obey
boys.
Obey the vert.
Yeah.
Obey.
Let me boy vert all up in you.
I think we need to go. I think we need to leave.
Jason, what do you got to say to the people?
As always, stay paranoid. For some reason, I have a feeling that next week you're not going to hear me say that, but I could be wrong. Just, I don't know. Stay paranoid. Guys, this is this kind of medium. Like, I love the purely interpretational, especially because this is abstract, way out there, and anybody can kind of take what they want from it and take it to heart. That's super cool to me that you have a cookie cutter like media like that. But most importantly, stay paranoid of Dogtooth. He's not what he seems. He will rip his teeth out of your mouth.
Moot.
Slap your peas and your beans together. I forgot to say that. Good night.
If you don't chew Big Red, fuck you.
Fuck you.
That's all I am.
Perfect.
Goodbye, everybody.
We love you.
See you
next week.
Another time.
Next week.
For more Boys Vort.
Boys Vort.
Boys Vort.
Bois Vert.